Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Roy. In spite of everything that's going on in the world, life is good.
Well, I'm glad for that. I hope you and yours and the people in your world and family are doing as okay as they can through all of this.
Well, I think if we do what we're asked to do, we can keep ourselves safe and playing by the rules.
And that includes Valley Pride Day, which would have been celebrating its 20th anniversary, or actually in its own way, it'll be celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, but you've had to redesign things.
Yeah, I did. You know, it feels like we're in the zone of the unknown here, living day to day, but I did not want to see Valley Pride Day not happen, especially where it's our 20th year, and Roy, it's my final year. I'm passing the baton.
Oh, you really?
So,
oh, my goodness.
Well, what we're doing here is as long as people are safe and we're allowed to walk and exercise, I want to make sure everybody has a trash bag. My new battle cry is take a walk, take a bag. We're not suggesting that anybody step outside their comfort zone or do anything that steps outside of the safety guidelines. We do want to make sure that people have bags and that they're available to them, and as long as they use common sense and practice precautions, you know, we want them to go out there and pick up the litter and clean up our valley.
Well, I know this has been very dear to you in all that pick up for litter bugs in the wintertime. It's always unfortunate that the piles do add up. And I've seen some folks out doing some cleaning here and there, but what you guys are doing is on May 2nd, you'll be able to get out and do some cleaning. And you are offering trash bags. How can people get a hold of those?
Okay. This year, instead of being on one specific day, it's like any time anybody wants to go out all summer long as the bags last and I've got bags, we'll make sure that we get the bags to the people to pick up the trash. And all they need to do, we've got a number of different websites, but there's a list of the community leaders, because all my community leaders are on board again this year. In every town, there's a community leader that has hundreds of bags, and all you need to do is contact the person in your town, and they will put the bags out for you where you can get them all summer long. Now, to find out this list of community leaders and what their contact information is, telephone and email, there's a number of places that we've listed it. It's on the Town of Freiburg website. It's on the Town of Conway website. It's on the Freiburg Business Association website, the Mount Washington Valley Chamber website, Valley Vision, you know, 3 website, good old Magic Radio website. And also, we have it on the Valley Pride Day Facebook page. And if you can't get a hold of any of those websites, you just email DonnaWBE@gmail.com, and I will give you your contact person.
As far as safety goes, what are you recommending for people who do go out and pick up litter?
Well, first of all, we recommend that they bring their own gloves, because there's a shortage of gloves, as we all know, for the emergency services and hospitals. So bring your own gloves, dress appropriately, wear bright colors, a safety vest if you have it, your mask, keep your distance, carry sanitizer wipe and all that. We do, because it's not on one particular day this year, we cannot canvass the area with trucks to pick up the bags. So this year, we're asking everybody to please take your bags to your own transfer station. Do not leave them beside the road.
And as you mentioned, it's all about people's comfort level, too. What about, like, if you see bigger items out on the side of the road, you probably just leave them?
If you see big items like tires, car parts, mattresses, TVs, things like that, leave them where they are and contact your local authority. Or, again, you can email me at DonnaWBE@gmail.com. And we'll do our best to retrieve and dispose of them, but do not try to move them or pick them up or take them yourself to the transfer station, because you could end up having to pay for it, and unless you want to, and that's, you're more than welcome to then, but we don't want to incur any expenses for anyone when they're out there helping us clean the valley. So just try to contact us and let us know where it is, and we'll do our best to go pick them up.
All right, and typically with every year's pickup, and then, of course, you have a gathering at the Hampton Inn. This was going to be a big one for the 20th anniversary and you passing off the torch, but that won't happen right now. But there are hopes for the future, maybe.
Yeah, we're waiting. I talked with Tim at the Hampton Inn, and they're on board that when the isolation and such are lifted, that we certainly hope to be able to still have that celebration this year, so that I can officially pass the baton on to the new organization. and I want to say a little bit about them, Roy. Saco Valley Trout Unlimited are going to be taking over Valley Pride Day, and they're a nonprofit organization that promotes clean water and other environmental issues, so this falls right into their mission. The great thing about them taking it over is instead of it being a person, it's going to be an organization and a team of people. So I have great faith in the fact that they're going to take this event to a whole new level.
All right, the Queen of Clean, Donna Woodward, one of my favorite people in the world. Valley Pride Day can be extended to whenever you want to get out and pick up a little bit of trash. And again, probably the easiest place to go to find information is Valley Pride Day Facebook page. Donna, I love you. I hope you continue to be safe and well, and I look forward to giving you a hug when it's safe again.
Oh, I can't wait, Roy. And I love you, too. And thank you to Mount Washington Valley Radio for all they do for the community. And especially personally for Valley Pride Day, I so appreciate it.
Okay, my friend, take care and talk to you soon.
Okay, you too, Roy. Bye-bye.